What's up, After Buzzers? We are back, and we learned this week that teamwork really does make the dream work. The whole cast showed us their brilliant display. This is season 1, episode 9, and we got to see extraordinary circumstances. Plus, stick around for brand new set secrets and our season 1 finale predictions. It's the For the People After Show, y'all. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Can I sing the song?
Yes.
Ain't nothing but a mistake.
Did I get the words right?
Tell me why.
I never wanted to. Okay, ready?
I want it that way.
Yes.
All right.
You can't go wrong with Backstreet Boys.
You cannot.
Did y'all prefer Backstreet Boys or NSYNC? No judgment.
It's been a struggle my whole life.
Yeah, it really has.
Fifth on the question. Well,
but I'll say NSYNC because that's what album I had.
Okay.
I had both. Yeah. I'm feeling the Backstreet Boys' new song right now.
Yes.
So. I don't know how I felt about them coming back, but
I actually like this.
Really?
I felt that way too, but I actually like the song. So
okay.
Well, anyway, but
we digress. This is not the Backstreet Boys after show. It's the For the People after show. Again, this is season 1, episode 9. I really enjoyed it. What did you guys think?
I liked it.
It was.
It did pick up. Still didn't get what I wanted, but it picked up.
Not quite, but we'll get there. I am Keith Andre with the ladies.
Yeah.
I'm Tori Broussard.
And I'm Elle Marie.
Sakura's not with us, but you can follow her on social media. We'll make sure that we plug you guys into her later.
Yes.
And she made sure that we had set secrets this week.
Shout out
to Sakura for that.
Our Kate Little John.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Seriously.
Kate Little John. I don't know. I mean, overall though, what are your first impressions, or what are the lasting impressions of this episode?
Kate Little John.
Right? I said overall.
I mean, literally overall.
For me, I felt like it was really, like they did a really good job with the ensemble. Like mm-hmm. this is the way I envisioned seeing the show kind of work out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, everybody flows, yeah. they mm-hmm. fit together. Mm-hmm. It's not too much focus on one storyline or the other. Mm-hmm. Granted, it was Sandra's moment.
Right.
But it really was packaged well. I felt like we got into all the things that we wanted to get out of it.
Yeah.
My predictions were accurate. I can't wait to talk about that.
You always talk about how your predictions are accurate.
Right?
But okay. For me, it was solid. It was a strong episode.
It was a strong episode. I feel like I'm just that person who, I guess, can be pleased because I'm always wanting more.
Yeah.
And I thought I was going to get that with Sandra, but that's okay. I got a little glimpse. Mm-hmm. So I'll just be satisfied with that.
We'll take it for what it is.
I mean,
I kind of knew
coming
into here off of Leonard's episode, I knew to bring back my expectation
just
a bit in story. And we still got to see a lot of good story tonight as well.
We did. I think this now probably is my favorite episode, honestly.
Yeah. Good. I'm here for it.
I was like, okay, guys. I'm here.
I see it. And I don't know if it's because we've been watching all this time or if it's just off the strength of where we are now is like the meat and potatoes of where we need to be.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the meat and potatoes.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and get into these characters. Who do we start with? In my head, I was like, I don't even know how to talk about
it.
Because everybody kind of like,
because it kind of just flowed
pieced
into
together and played a role. I mean, all right, so we definitely got to see, I feel, this week, Jay and Allison were really in our supporting roles.
Mm-hmm.
They helped to push the story along. I really, really love Jay. He's like...
Yes. Oh my gosh, yes.
Mm-hmm. He's such a dope character. And he always seems to shine, like, three-dimensionally.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, I saw, you know, in the beginning where he wants to help. And it's like, okay, we get it. Jay's not going to be involved.
Mm-hmm.
But near the end, it did take a turn where he got to be with Sandra and really assert himself and be like, nope, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Mm-hmm. I'm here to fight the man.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, Jay.
Yeah.
He was there to lay down the law.
Yes. I think what I like about Jay is that he is not afraid to step back when he needs to step back and then obviously step up when he needs to step up. And I feel like a lot of people don't know, you know, when to tone down their role and when to play their role. Mm-hmm. And he knows how to do that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think Jay, it's because he knows himself.
Right.
Yes.
Like, even though he's quirky or all these whatever we want to put on the character, But I think he's comfortable with who he is, and he doesn't have a problem being himself. Yep. And that's why that shines through. Mm-hmm. Also, who I think is really similar to Jay, like I was mentioning before, is Seth. I feel like they could really be no, the same
This episode made me feel that way about Seth. Right? I was kind of like, okay,
he
Seth,
plays
I see you.
That same kind of part, you know, where he's quirky or he tries to give the comedy. And,
he does, but I feel like what's natural to Jay is what Seth has to strive super hard in. I'm like, you're just so awkward. Like you, and maybe that is him, but I just get so annoyed with Seth. I'm like,
I don't think
stop talking.
Yeah, I don't think he's as comfortable or as sure of himself as Jay is. Mm-hmm. Right. But they do still have like those similarities, and he's starting to maybe within this season of the show, he's starting to learn when to step up and kind of when he needs to kind of fall back. But most importantly, he's always falling back. So most importantly, he's learning when to step up.
He's always falling back. But we did see in this episode where things turned around. He had the idea. Mm-hmm. It was like, I know this is what we're gonna do. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. So even amongst those big personalities with Kate on one side. And Leonard on the other.
And I think he feels like he has to be, because if he doesn't, he will just get pushed. Because they don't care about
especially
him.
With the two of them.
Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly. That's why I'm glad they got to work together. I mean, Leonard, I almost forgot him.
Don't let him know that.
I'm sorry. Almost forgot him. I mean, he was there, but I didn't even think to mention him in the supporting role, but he definitely rounded out the ensemble. Mm-hmm. He plays his part as usual. Mm-hmm. Super talented reggae. But we didn't get any like thing from Leonard this week.
Yeah, not a lot of
I didn't.
Right. No, I think he played the supporting role very well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. My favorite pairing, Roger and Jill, which. Am I wrong or was I spot on? Were we?
Okay, I was about to say, you're not about to take all the credit.
Okay.
We were spot on.
Collectively, we made those predictions.
But you called the main part, which you know, we got discovered on Tuesday, about them both being divorced.
I'm so happy to hear you say that.
Yeah, you give me my credit, I'll give you yours.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I was really... coming into it, I was like, okay, they're setting us up, so we're going to get story out of them. But I didn't know how it was going to go. So I was pleased to finally get their stories. We was both divorced. Yeah. He had kids, all of this. And then they both said how they felt for one another.
Yes.
And I was like, this is what we need. Mm-hmm.
Yes. But Jill still, I was like, girl, come on.
I know.
Because it's not every day that the man is willing to like express his feelings like that openly and easily, giving you what I want.
Okay.
You know, I can obviously she doesn't.
True,
lay it on the table.
But at the same time, you've been been hurt.
Yeah.
Like she said, you know, your marriage, you didn't expect it to go the way that it went, and now here you have something else that's good. And yes, I do like you too. But and we have that sometimes, that fear of I really do like you, and maybe can we just stay where we are? Because the moment we take it further, then that's when I feel like
true.
You know, it could just blow up.
That makes sense, but I feel like I would agree more so with that if Roger hadn't experienced a similar situation. They are in the same situation.
Yeah,
but you know my feeling. You know what I mean? Like,
we
may have gone through
the
same thing.
Situation.
Exactly.
Right, but for me,
I can react
and where I'm at in life, I don't know if I want to take that plunge. And then we also add to that the fact that they're on two different career paths as far as...
True. She brought that up.
And I appreciated her bringing that up for that reason, because it is like a giant elephant in the room.
Mm-hmm.
But I did kind of want her to... I don't want to say I wanted her to make it easier, but I was kind of hoping that it would be like a quicker transition for them. But she's still, you know, definitely holding on to her independence, to making sure, you know, this can never work. If we were in bed together, like, I'm going to fight you, like, all of that. So,
but see, I feel like she's just overthinking it now.
Yeah.
See, once you get those thoughts in your head, then, it's going to be really hard for you guys to get together. I feel like you just need to take the moment for what it is.
Yeah.
He said it first, like, if that's a big deal. But then
if it matters.
Right. You know, so for some people it matters, you know.
No, for
but,
sure.
No, it does.
Agreed.
So I don't know. And then she said it too. So it's like, what, you cannot have
She's
your cake and eat it too.
Tori, let her be scared.
She is scared. I mean, she's just not ready.
Apparently, I don't like people being scared.
Clearly.
And it was like we got to see this extended situationship for them because of, you know, they left out of work. Who don't want to, who is not looking for a way to miss work?
Right.
That was my favorite part. Can we say when he was sitting still waiting
like
for her?
He knew she was going to come.
I was going to give you five more minutes, but I knew you were coming because you like me.
Right. But we still can't be together.
I mean, they went to that little diner. This week they went to wherever they
They went to a movie.
To the movies.
Yes.
The
restaurant. Then they went. Okay, and then they sat at the baseball field. Or baseball diamond. Like, come on.
Yeah. They're creating those memories, which is nice, too, because it's always lovely to see a friendship develop into a relationship as well.
Yeah.
So they'll have these moments of true friendship and just transition over, and it'll be happily ever after.
That's true. We're here for it.
Okay, we're here.
I will patiently wait
until we see that happen, right?
Right.
Okay, so then we have the big three working together.
The big three. Oh my gosh.
So we had Kate, Leonard, and Seth. Mm-hmm. So I guess now we'll talk a bit about Kate because some of her dirt, and that's what I wanted to say about Seth too. He caught all
he
the
did.
Tea and spilled it. He was like, "Ooh, click, got it." This is. I was like, "Yep, drag it all out, put it."
And I expected her to like
deny it,
like play it off, and she couldn't.
I was surprised that she let it slip that easily.
Yeah,
I mean, once she said her name, there was no I was like, oh, this is where we're going. We know exactly
and
what
it is. Indicating you know her schedule too.
Right,
like, oop,
okay,
he's on the field.
He caught it. He caught it.
How do you know that?
Right. I thought that was such a good bit, a good scene for them. But the episode started with Kate in the bed with Anya.
Mm-hmm. Anya, yeah.
Child, Kate broke them rules.
All the rules.
She was like, no, it's time to go. She was like, you're not going anywhere. You have 3 hours. And so it was nice to see that, too, because when she got into the office, you know, once again, everybody's coming into Kate's office. And they're like, you're late. And she's like, no. Okay, you're later than you are. The sun is out. Like, they had this banter that I like to see amongst them that plays towards that whole ensemble cast situation that we do love from Shonda shows. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Kate, I need Takira to be here because this is her girl, and I don't even know what to say.
I like it. I mean, it's nice to see. I think that maybe she'll be more open with it now that it's out for her squad.
Yeah.
And then I like the bit with Leonard, too, because they do have a friendship.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, I thought it was hilarious. First of all, the shade that Seth threw, like, oh, you didn't know?
Right.
I thought y'all were so
like,
close. I just, and then, like, after that, I realized how smart Seth really is, even though I find him annoying.
Yes.
Like, he used his own knowledge and the fact that, like, you think you know two people, but you don't, to, like, help them basically win that case.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I was like, oh, shoot. Like, Seth is smart.
Seth knows what he's talking about
when he knows what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. And, you know? So, and then Leonard,
He was a nice stand-up person.
Yeah.
He didn't feel played. He didn't go into that whole back and forth.
Right.
There wasn't the misogyny.
Yeah.
It was very much.
I was like, look, somebody is maturing. I know. Like, so are you still on the market?
Thank God for growth. That's growth. So are you still on the market? Okay.
That is growth and maturity.
Yes, good for him. And then, so tonight was all about Sandra. We finally got to see and get her story. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out how I feel about it.
Would you like me to tell you how I feel?
Yes. Please do.
Okay, so we get it. You don't like hospitals. Mm-hmm. But this was their opportunity to really tell us why she doesn't like hospitals. And I get the fact that her mom, you know, died in the hospital. Mm-hmm. But it's like, is a lot of people die in the hospital? Like, is that really the reason?
Yeah. And is that enough to cause this, like, phobia?
Right.
Which,
right.
It could be, but I'm with you. It felt like there needed to be something more to it for it to kind of be this halting.
Right.
Because she couldn't move.
Right.
Even in the office leading up to knowing that I have to go to the hospital. That's why I was like, is she sick? Or,
yeah. Right.
Or what's happening? So I agree. I mean, and then I felt with them, we didn't find out until like the last 5 minutes of the episode.
Right.
Is where she really shared her story.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And by that point, I really felt that Jay's moment
had, right. It had like
catapulted
kind of,
and
exactly.
It took hold. So it was kind of like, oh, okay.
I was like, okay, yeah. Your mom died.
This is cute.
Yeah. I have a sister who, you know, passed away, so I get it. But
yeah.
You're right. Jay literally took over her moment.
Yeah.
And then I was like, sorry, that,
it's
but
like, where do we go from here?
Right.
And it was
go ahead. No, I was gonna say, because like we were saying, like they keep dropping these gems, and like I was saying earlier, like I hope it doesn't get to the point where we're kind of over it.
Yeah.
And I think they kind of drew it out a little too much. Maybe if they were gonna wait until the end, maybe kind of hold back a little bit on some of those gems, or like not always hinting at her having an issue and living out of the bag. I think, because that still doesn't explain her living out the bag,
right?
It doesn't explain her how she grew up. We know that she has she has a dad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't explain the
around,
strain
so,
away from family
so
or some of those other
so
behaviors.
So some things that actually are still missing in the story.
Yeah.
You know, and then like as the episode starts and it goes on, we see the little girl, like, okay, the, clearly I guess that's her
is
as a little girl.
A flashback.
What is this about? You know, so yeah, it was just kind of the way that they told the story. It's like, okay, we get it, but like you guys said, we need a little bit more.
Yeah. And then some of that could very well be first season or, you know, pilot situation blues.
Yeah.
Because we talked about other episodes where there were moments that weren't as streamlined or as consistent as we like a story to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then especially, I think, with her near the beginning of the episode where we already knew that it was about the hospital where Allison and Jill were like, oh, wait. She doesn't like hospitals. And just like, oh, she doesn't like hospitals. So we're like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, what is this thing?
Yeah.
So it was a little less. I don't know. It wasn't.
Yeah, there are no words for it, honestly.
Yeah. It's a little lackluster, I guess. But I'm glad that it's out of the way. I feel like at this point, you know, we really know all these characters.
Mm-hmm.
We have a really good grasp on them. They're opening up to each other. I think that was the important part of that, her really releasing that information to Jay and being his friend. Because from the onside, he tried to, hey, you know, do you want to switch? Yeah. Like, I can help.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She was... I feel that she is still true to her character. We just don't really know her character. Enough of the backstory to really put those pieces together.
Right.
So.
But I also want to touch on Jay, like kind of sensing that she needed help more than just help with her case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like something is up here. Because I even told Allison, like, but I got to go. Like, she's like, wait, I need more. I need a sentence. What exactly is going on? It's like, don't really know, but I know I got to go. You know? Mm-hmm. So he knew, like, okay, let me get this junction for her. Let me help her. But I need to also, like, really be there and help her.
Right.
Help
I can
Sandra.
Sense something. Mm-hmm. Great point. Yeah. And it does speak to his character.
Yeah.
It does.
Because that's just the type of guy that he is. Shout out to Jay.
Right.
Lisa, you have to come visit us.
I mean, seriously.
Please, please, please.
Come on. But leaving the episode, I did feel like, oh, you know, it put us in a nice package bubble.
Yeah.
I had to be like, oh, wait. There's still one more, you know?
We
still got somewhere else to go, so I don't know where we go or where the pieces fit, but I was glad to see. I think we saw pretty much every character except for Chrisman. Tina.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't see her.
We didn't see tonight, because we saw the judge when he reunited with Kate and Seth. He was like,
you too.
He was like, you cannot talk to me. You speak, Leonard. So.
You speak.
Right. And I also think, looking back at the episode, this is the one instance where I felt more connected to the characters. I wasn't pulled towards any case at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
I don't even think about the cases. So this is the first time we're having a conversation where it's more about characters and their stories than it is like an issue that's going on in real daytime that we're connected to, at least. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was interesting, but we'll see where that goes.
Yeah,
we will.
Always here to have the conversation.
Always here to have the conversation, especially this conversation. Want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life? For those who do, we have got the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Again, for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was our For the People panel that sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition, you must check it out.
Yeah. Go ahead and do it.
Every Friday.
Don't want to miss it. And if it's not a Friday, you can always, with podcasts, I'm telling y'all. True. Y'all know I'm a podcast person.
Yeah, you are.
I'm a podcast. Mm-hmm. So you can see all available episodes. You can go back and listen to them again. Mm. But they're really great for commuting. Like,
yeah.
Even
yeah.
before I moved to LA, I'm like,
yes.
And mm-hmm. sometimes you don't want to hear music.
That's
you
true.
Yeah.
That is true. Yeah. I catch myself like just turning off the radio and I'm like, I could be listening to
you
a
can
podcast
do something,
right now.
You yeah. know, because I know for me, I really like getting the most out of my day and I don't feel like I watch a whole lot of news talk shows and mm-hmm. stuff. So with Maria's podcast, it's nice because it's like a regular everyday conversation. It's not right. something that I have to put myself in the mood to like listen to and unpack.
Right.
But she's a homegirl.
She is. Yeah. She is. And she connects mm-hmm. with everybody. Various, you know, areas of life.
Yeah.
Like, she's just that girl.
There's mm-hmm. something for you there. Check out Conversations
there
with
is.
Maria.
And while you're in iTunes, go ahead and rate, comment, and subscribe
yes.
to us. We want those 5 stars.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's the yes. only thing that matters.
The only thing.
Okay. So moving on. So what's crazy, or ironically mm-hmm. enough, I don't really want to have a... I don't have our conversation pieces today. We usually do like discussions.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I would rather get into news and gossip.
Okay.
Because
okay.
there are some things that we should talk about with for the
there
people.
Are. Mm-hmm. In fact, somebody mentioned it in our comments tonight.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, without further ado, take it away. News and gossip.
Okay. Well, all right. So Vicky obviously in the comment asked if we talked about the renewal. And of mm-hmm. course, for those who do not know, mm-hmm. For the People did get picked up for season two.
That's right.
So, I mean, I don't know if y'all are excited, but we weren't sure where this was going to go.
Yeah.
But we are so thankful and happy for everybody mm-hmm. who voted.
Absolutely.
For this show to stay on the air. Mm-hmm. Don't really know what's to come mm-hmm. for season two. All we know is that they are excited.
Yes. And with Tuesday's episode, mm-hmm. I am actually now like, okay, I can see the possibilities
mm-hmm.
of where we can mm-hmm. go with a season two. So
right.
yeah, I'm excited. Like we said, we're excited for all the actors and writers, producers, everything involved with that show. So mm-hmm. it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's good news.
Yeah.
It is good news. And I feel like we had to wait so long
yes.
to hear about
yep.
it. I mean, whether you like it or not, the verdict is in. The show is coming back. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad because they have the opportunity to do so much now
yeah.
with
right.
season two.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But for me, to be completely honest, by this point, I was expecting it not to be picked up.
Honestly, I was too.
Just because I mean, there's so much TV. There's so many shows. We see those tweets all the time from various people whose shows, you know, they had pilot shot that they were expecting to get picked up
right.
and
mm-hmm.
did not. So for this, I really was like, oh, wow, this is super surprising. And I guess the only conversation I wanted to have was, I think that the reason in particular it's coming back is because of Shonda Rhimes and what she means to ABC.
Right.
Yeah.
All of her
right.
shows got picked right. up and came back this time.
They did.
So, yes,
they
so,
did.
Oh,
yeah.
So, all of them.
You know, and I think that just goes to show, like, when you have a name, when you make a name for yourself, that does carry you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I feel like there's more involved, like, on the network and business side. Obviously,
oh, yeah.
you know, financially, reasons why certain shows do and do not get picked up.
Mm-hmm.
But Sean's doing it.
For sure.
And he can't be Definitely. Mad.
I mean, there's so many ways to look at it. I'm surprised because looking through when I was trying to find more news and gossip, I was surprised that there wasn't like this think piece around it or, you
right.
know, is this mm-hmm. a puppeteer? Is Shonda really pulling the strings? But for me, I just thought, well, We know she has this deal with Netflix. ABC doesn't want to lose her. There's no way. Like, I really feel that she had to come in the last hour. Like,
absolutely.
By the way.
Yeah. And I think this just provides, you know, another opportunity for the shows to really dive in and kind of give the viewers, obviously those drama viewers,
absolutely
what they want and what we need.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's fair because as a viewer of a drama show, you want the drama.
Yes. Right.
Like, let's be very clear. This is in the drama category. Give me that.
Right.
Because that's what I need.
It's what I'm here for.
And I think we were having a conversation maybe amongst ourselves about it, but just how I think when you look at show business, a lot of times, maybe if you're not in the business, you think, oh, okay, you got through the pilot, you got through the next season, great. We're golden, we can get comfortable. But it's like now, no, the real work kicks in.
Right.
Because you could, some of the things you skated by with season one, I know this season there was like difficulty with ratings and stuff. Ultimately, we pulled through, which is fantastic. We got the voters. But it's like, okay, season two, you have... you still have so many eyes stacked against you.
Yeah,
because you've already laid the foundation, and so you got to get them from the very beginning.
Yes.
So I'm excited to see how this plays out. I'm excited to see. I guess everybody will come back. I mean,
yeah. I think once we, you know, get a taste of what is going to happen in the season finale, which is the next episode, next Tuesday, I think we'll be able to kind of see more so where the show could go.
I'm hoping so, but I'm still interested in seeing that just because a part of me feels that this season, I don't know, just happened in a particular time. So I still feel like the finale can be disconnected from everything that they want to do based on the responses and the reaction that they get.
That's a good point. True.
You know? And it's crazy because, like I said, leaving this episode... this very well could have been everything was wrapped together.
Yeah. Right. So it very could have been the finale.
You know, everybody's friends, kumbayaing, down to the bar, the prosecution, the defense.
You're right. You're so right.
So,
that's a good point.
We'll see.
We'll just, no expectations. We'll just...
we'll see what happens. But I'm excited. Y'all know I'm going to keep my ears to the street. Because I'm here for the dirt.
Vicky said that she wished there was more drama like Grey's Anatomy. Yeah. Me and Elmarie just finished the season finale for season 14 of Grey's Anatomy literally just an hour ago. So we
love.
We are all about the drama. All so the Vicky, drama. We agree with you. But that's she did delivers. Say that it's shaping up to be a better season for the next one. So, you know, we're going to keep our options open. I'm going with no expectations.
Yeah.
And, you know, just see how they deliver.
Let it unfold. I mean, they do a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so we can't be mad at them.
We can't be mad at them. But what we can talk about are those
set secrets.
Oh, that was so in unison. Did y'all catch that? What?
Yeah.
So this week from our set secrets. So they come from, what is it, Cecilia?
Yes.
Or Celia Frankenstein?
Finkelstein.
Yeah, we always kind of, we're like, what is the last name?
I would give you, like, one more opportunity for it to, like, just like, roll off your tongue.
I always be like, what is her last name? But anyway, so her first set secret is, at Tom Verica makes everyone call him Big V.
Check with people, right?
Big V.
At this point, he deserves the respect. I think scrolling through the credits, I saw him listed as executive producer. He'd be directing these episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Give him his props. Big V.
Big V in the building.
Our next set secret is multiple members of cast and crew do push-ups in between takes and while setting up shoots. And Tom Verica and I watch music videos and eat Twizzlers.
Oh, my
okay,
God.
I'm all for watching the music videos and eating Twizzlers, but why did it pop into my head? Like, I could totally see Reggae doing that. Or Leonard. Like, I could totally see him doing it in between eating.
Right. Yeah. Like, getting pumped. Like, okay, let's go.
I could see Lisa doing them, too. Like, Jay. Like, trying to keep up with, like, literally, like, no, like, I got this. Guys.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, it's one of those guy things where you see one do it, and you're like, all right, I guess.
Okay, the next set secret. This one is actually from Tom Verica. And he says, Susanna Flood, a.k.a. Kate Littlejohn, can juggle three bowling balls while riding a unicycle. I feel like I believe that.
Wait, three? Okay, so I guess when I first read that...
You thought they were just juggling balls?
Yeah.
And not like a bowling
ball. Like a bowling ball.
25 pounds. That's crazy. Kate Littlejohn can do everything.
She can.
Quiet as a
multifaceted woman.
Yes.
And then the last one, Sandra's desk is inspired by the writers of pretty much, inspired by the desk of pretty much half the writers on the staff.
Oh my God.
I'm wondering, why can't you clean your office? Like, you were on the floor in Allison's office. Like, true. I don't know how I would feel if I walked into my office.
They say like the really smart people are really, you know, like, are like super
not
messy
organized.
And like, yeah.
I'm so, not here for it. I am not here for no mess. I'm going to tell y'all right now.
But I can literally see them being inspired by the writers, because I can see the writers, they're creatives.
Right.
Creatives
right.
are all over
right.
the place.
But as a lawyer,
yeah,
are you that lawyer?
Right.
No.
And it's 2018. Who has this much paperwork lying around?
Well, why is she the only one?
And why, for Sandra's story, right? But for Sandra, like, what is it with being in a mess? You won't pick, like,
right. mm-hmm.
what is it about you?
Yeah. We need more about Sandra.
Hashtag we need answers. Hashtag we need more.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. And so those are the set secrets for tonight.
Yeah.
Those are always fun. I love when shows do little things like that.
Me too.
And I think with them having another season, like, imagine what we're going to have.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just waiting back for the handstand contest so that they can call me so that I can be there to basically show them all up.
Right. I need to be there and judge the push-ups.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Of course. That's not surprising.
My thirst is real.
That's
let me calm
all
down.
She wants to do. Oh, my God.
You said it, not me.
Fair enough. Well, that was episode 9. We are going into episode 10. And you guys, this is the end of season 1.
Yeah. It's been a long 10 episodes.
It has. I mean, it does feel like weighted and like long. And
yeah.
It took a lot of investment into mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. So there's no way we can go into the season finale and not give our predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV.
Child, quiet as this cap. I don't even know what.
You
to
see me
predict.
All just sitting here, like,
right? Just,
I mean,
still
I'm trying to think back to the, you know, the whole season mm-hmm. to see what can come back up or what are we missing or what don't we know. But
I feel like each episode, it gets wrapped up. We don't ever get left with a cliffhanger, so it's kind of hard to predict.
True.
The only one we really have a cliffhanger on is Jill and Roger, and I'm here for him because I love Roger.
Yes.
So I'm just going to go ahead and say, if they're not together by the finale, which probably won't be,
right?
I'm pulling for them and hoping and going to predict that they will be together in season 2.
Okay.
But I don't think that it'll be, like, known to everybody.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be on the DL.
A thing amongst yourselves.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got anything, Elmarie?
Not really.
The way you said that, I'm sorry.
What? I'm like, I got your bag. Do you got anything? I mean, I was trying to think. I mean, at this point, I'm thinking that the finale is going to be centered around a big case. So to bring us more back into the lawyering and all of that, maybe there's this big battle. But there has to be some... This is what I want.
You tell them.
Let's be clear. There needs to be some kind of showdown. I mean, there has to be some hurt feelings. Mm-hmm. You gotta bring... I want all the drama, and I would love to leave it unanswered with some sort of cliffhanger.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm looking for that draw out of it. I think
somebody needs to use somebody. That sounds wrong, and I really don't agree with that. But for the sake of this show, somebody needs to use somebody. Like, I don't know.
Maybe in the finale, Jay can have his little revenge moment with Kate. Besides the whole, like, where's the elevator?
Oh, it would be nice to see them go back up against each other.
Maybe they can have a little case or something. Yeah, something they need to...
Something a bit more
run
real.
In again.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Real. That's what it is. Because I don't want to say cutesy, but it's all story and we get it. But something a little harder to, like, really get you, like...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Shocking.
Yes. Yes.
I know, but we will see.
We're hoping.
I'm
can't
excited.
Make any promises.
The only promise that we can make you is that the season finale airs on Tuesday at 10 p.m. And then you can join us next week, Thursday at 10 p.m. right here to talk about it.
It will be us plus Takira. So
yes, Takira will be back in the building. And I can promise you, I'm letting it all hang loose. Not that I don't at this point, but I think we need to just... What? Hold... No tongues, just let it all.
Okay. You want it all?
It's the finale. Yes.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
No holding back. Bring it on. Until next week, you guys, I am Keith Andre. You can follow me on all social media at Keith_Andre.
And I'm Tori Broussard. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Tori_Broussard.
And I'm Elle Marie. You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Elle Marie TV.
And don't forget Takira Shabre.
Yes, at Takira Shabre.
Takira_Shabre.
There you go. So, there you go.
Tweet her. Later, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.